3 months after Sandy sent floodwaters streaming through the streets of Hoboken, things look mostly back to normal. But behind the scenes, the recovery continues. New Jersey Public Radio's Scott Gurian spent some time in Hoboken speaking with residents and business owners who expressed the mix of frustration, uncertainty, and hope.
More than half the residents of Hoboken take trains, buses, and ferries to get to work. But in the months since Sandy, commuters have endured cancellations, closures, and delays as workers make repairs to the flooded Hoboken terminal.
Here you go. Free cup of coffee. Maybe two.
Earlier this week, New Jersey Transit's executive director, Jim Weinstein, greeted travelers and handed them coupons to thank them for their patience.
We'll be right over here. They're going to open it up in the morning.
Oh, good.
The ornate 100-year-old terminal sits right on the Hudson and took on about 4 feet of water during the storm. The flood destroyed its heating system, left buckled floors and mold issues, and knocked out power to the electrical wires above the train tracks. Many commuters are upset that it could be several more months before the restrooms and ticket booths are repaired and all rail service resumes. But as Weinstein announced the partial reopening of the waiting room in one of the coffee shops, he said progress is being made.
We know this has been a trying time. I will tell you that we're working as hard as we can possibly work, the men and women at New Jersey Transit, to get the system fully restored. It's been hard for us, but we're getting there.
PATH train commuters also received some good news yesterday as weekday service between Hoboken and the World Trade Center was finally restored several weeks ahead of schedule. But elsewhere in town, at the Connors Primary School, hope is harder to come by. 3 pre-K classes, several offices, and the cafeteria on the ground floor were badly damaged, making students temporarily use their classrooms as lunchrooms and forcing dozens to relocate to other schools. Hoboken Superintendent Dr. Mark Toback says insurance money has been slow to arrive, and even then, there's a $500,000 deductible. As for FEMA...
You know, they come, they look, they express all sorts of good intentions, but then, you know, at this point, we don't have any money, and we don't have any ability really to go fixing all this on our own. So that's the problem.
Many Hoboken residents who live in below-ground-level apartments are also battling with FEMA and insurance companies, since their homes are being defined as basements and therefore denied coverage. The city's mayor is pushing to change the rules, which he says don't reflect the reality of urban living. In addition to homeowners, the storm continues to impact many small businesses in Hoboken, who've reported up to 70% declines in revenue. Throughout the city, they've posted signs in their front windows, urging people to shop local, desperately trying to lure back customers. Brian Carr runs a company called Solid Threads, which designs and prints popular and edgy graphic t-shirts. After losing most of his equipment and inventory in the flood, he's decided to give up his retail location and sell exclusively over the internet.
My attachment to the store, Sandy, like, forced me to let it go. And I probably would have liked to have made a different exit, but this forced the issue, and in a lot of ways, actually, my schedule has really freed up. Like, I've kind of seen this now as a blessing in disguise, because I was committing so much time to the retail, and it really, at the end of the day, the bottom line wasn't paying off. I see it as a new beginning.
On the Solid Threads website, Carr recently started selling a special benefit t-shirt with half the proceeds going to Hoboken storm relief efforts. The shirt pretty much sums up how he feels after the past 3 months, and it's a feeling he says could help others in his situation if they have the courage to persevere. It's royal blue with a giant smile on the front and simply says the words, "irrational sense of optimism." For WNYC, I'm Scott Gurian.